And I'd like to welcome to the show Sky Gray and Kevin Muller from the Santa Fe Mountain Center. Welcome.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's great to be here.
And we're just going to give you a few minutes. We've only got 5 minutes left in the show, but you have a great anniversary celebration coming up.
Yes, we're celebrating our 30th anniversary, and our event is going to be September 19th, which is this Sunday, from 1 to 4 at the Santa Fe Mountain Center, which is in Tasuque, right next door to Shidoni. The parking is going to be at Tasuque Elementary and Shidoni Foundry. So come on out. It's going to be an amazing event. We're going to have young people sharing their stories and testimonies of their experience with the Mountain Center. We're going to be honoring Regis Pecos, who's the speaker, chief of the staff for the Speaker of the House. And we're going to have some dancers and singers and drummers from Zuni. So it's going to be a great day. We're going to have our events open. It's a community event. Young people can come out, kids, climbing our climbing tower, our high ropes course, and just having a really fun day.
Now, we've had you on the air before, but tell us briefly, what does the Santa Fe Mountain Center do?
We're an experiential education, adventure-based organization that, again, have been around for 30 years, and we work with vulnerable young people and adults, providing life-changing and transforming experiences to help young people and adults alike basically transcend some of the issues that are affecting their lives.
And so you've got kids who are basically in pretty rough shape. I love that you had the Israeli and Palestinian girls
yes.
there who then had to do these high ropes things and trust each other and stuff
exactly.
like that. But we have, you know, some, not the same, but equally dire problems here in New Mexico with people being in great physical danger and in kind of emotional stress and substance addictions and parents with substance addictions and all
yes.
those kinds of things.
Absolutely.
And you get these kids working with each other on the basis of trust and responsibility.
Yeah, and with that, I'd like to introduce Kevin Muller, who's one of our program managers and risk manager at the Mountain Center, to actually take exactly what you're talking about, Mary Charlotte, and break it down into a story.
Sure. So last Sunday, we were working with a group of kids out of the Youth Diagnostic and Development Center, which is a detention center for young people down in Albuquerque. And we were at the end of a rock climbing sequence. So we took them up to White Rock, and we were climbing at an area called Gallows Edge with a group of these young men. And the way we prepped the day was we asked them to sort of think back over the last couple months about anything that might have shifted or changed in their lives, and to think about that as we were climbing for the day. And at the end of the day, when we circled up, two or three of these young men talked about, and this is sort of unprompted, talked about the fact that that being on our program, they had been able to sort of think outside of their normal activities, think of other options they had in their lives other than, you know, getting in trouble, bad behavior, that kind of thing. And that's the sort of thing that we hope to have all our clients come to in the end.
It's, I think there's something about being outdoors and being in that physical space and having your body be at risk and being in a group like that, which is so primal.
Mm-hmm. It is. And one of the most important things that we stress with our clients is to help them create and maintain a safe emotional space, which is something a lot of these young people are not used to doing at all. And having them be in that space over time, realize they're safe, realize they have the opportunity to really kind of like consider their lives and then talk about it openly with other people without any without feeling threatened, is a really, really powerful experience. That's sort of at the core of everything that we do.
How long does it take to get to that point where they come in a school group or whatever? I mean, is this a matter of minutes, hours, days, months?
I think the longer we get contact time with clients, the more effective we are. So with this group, for example, these kids out of the detention facility, we'd been with them for 5 full days. And you definitely hear a lot more on day 5 than you do on day 1. On day 1, we're still sort of feeling each other out, trying to figure out what's safe, what isn't safe, how to be around one another. And our job as facilitators is to really help create that space, redirect behaviors so that clients sort of learn how to interact safely with one another.
Sky, this is the 30th anniversary of the Santa Fe Mountain Center.
Yes.
And you must have the ability to follow how kids have come out. Have you seen people turn their lives around?
Absolutely. And we're going to actually have young people sharing some of their stories on Sunday about how their lives have changed.
Before one more thing, Natalie Goldberg has to go. I just want to say thank you so much for being with us.
It was a great pleasure, and I love hearing what these next people are talking about. It's important work.
Natalie,
thanks
for being with us. Thanks for your participation.
Keep donating money.
428-1393. I think we're about $25 away from our goal, so let's get that done.
Yay. Okay, so I think the other thing that we do, it's nice to see you, Natalie. The other thing that we do is do evaluation, and we do pre- and post-test, and we do a lot of analysis to make sure that our methodologies and the application of our programming is actually effective. So that's the other way that we follow and make sure that we're on target in terms of making sure that the way that we provide services is actually effective and meaningful.
Sky Gray and Kevin Muller are from the Santa Fe Mountain Center.
Yeah, the other thing I just want to say is it's really important for the community to continue to support KSFR, and I really hope that as you do your fund drive that I know that you're working on this week, that if you're $25 away, somebody call in and make a donation. The Mountain Center is going to definitely make a donation, and we appreciate everything that you bring to the community and the relevancy of interviewing Natalie Goldberg and the Mountain Center. So thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Well, thank you, and it's just about time to go. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I want to thank all the people who are involved in KSFR, the staff, the board, the volunteers, and our many listeners. Thank you for supporting the Radio Cafe and supporting KSFR. And it's just about time to go, but Mary Lynn, is there a little report?
Oh, my God. Yes, there is. What Fluffer Bunziosophy? Lori Liverman?
Yes. that's a good name for a what?
And Frida Diamond adopted What's Up, Pussycat? Justina Trott adopted What Way, Mary Charlotte?
Oh,
and
goodness.
Pam Campbell called in. And Jason Roberts adopted Got What?
Well, oh, no.
And Margo Chavez adopt Risa.
All right.
And we've got the BBC coming up.
Hasta la vista. Thank you, everybody. Ciao.